This is Shout Quick Takes, a Buffalo Bills football podcast. Some big news dropped this week for fans still clinging to the hope, Bills fans that is, that the Bills and Brandon Bean will figure out a way to bring in tight end Zach Ertz. Obviously, Dawson Knox and Jake Hollister are on the roster, but adding a former All-Pro is something that has some in Bills Mafia very excited. Josina Anderson reported this week. Here's what she tweeted. As of conversations today, my understanding is that apprehensions with production and consistently at the Bills tight end spot are still a topic of conversation in Buffalo. Something to keep an eye on, especially with folks still staking out Zach Ertz's situation in Philadelphia. Well, the Zach Ertz hype train has been reignited there. Where do things sit with the Bills? Well, listen, SpotTrack.com, if you're not following him on Twitter, Mike Gennetti, you should be doing that. Tweeted out in March that an $8.5 million cap hit will come with a trade for Zach Ertz. And so there will be some work that Brandon Bean needs to do. They've obviously restructured Stephon Diggs, Tre'Davious White. There still are some other restructure candidates out there. The money probably isn't the biggest issue. It's probably going to be the compensation. How much is it going to cost to get Zach Ertz into the mix? Would Brandon Bean do it for a third or fourth round pick? I'm not so sure, because I think that they do believe in Dawson Knox. I think that they like what they've seen so far in Jacob Hollister. I think hearing from Brian Daboll how Hollister has asserted himself in the locker room already is something very interesting. So I think it's gonna come down to how much do they believe in these tight ends. Is Dawson Knox worried about it? I'm not so sure. Listen to his quote from last week about if the Bills were to trade for Zach Ertz. I think that no matter who they bring in, it just elevates everyone's level of play. When I was at Ole Miss, I was a walk-on and I was learning behind Evan Engram, who was an All-American. He graduated and they brought in 3 4-star recruits that same year, and I feel like that elevated my level of play to where I earned the starting spot that same year and kept that spot through my years there. Then I was able to come in as a rookie and earn the starting spot with the Bills. No matter who they bring in, whether it's a rookie or all-pro like Zach, I think it'll be great just to elevate the competition. Iron sharpens iron, and that's a big philosophy that I have. Will be interesting to see. We will keep you posted on the Zach Ertz front. The Bills have completed voluntary workouts for OTAs in Orchard Park, and Josh Allen, quarterback, was there for all 3 weeks of the voluntary sessions. As a matter of fact, the Bills had unbelievable attendance, over 80% for all 3 weeks. In week 2, he got a chance to work with Stephon Diggs and Emmanuel Sanders, one of his new weapons, and he spoke pretty glowingly about Sanders, and so has Daboll about what he can mean to this offense. But this week, Brian Daboll was asked about where can Allen improve in year 4? And he said, listen, this guy is never satisfied. Here is his entire quote. I think Josh has a good offseason plan in terms of the things that he's done since he's been here. Nothing specific, and we talked a little bit about some in-breaking routes and things like that, but he's always working on. It's like a golf swing, right? Like his mechanics, his follow-through, his base, his movement in the pocket. He does those things, I would say, religiously throughout the offseason. And we get him back here along with all the other quarterbacks, and Ken Dorsey and Shea Tierney are working on those things. Each year, he's obviously learned a little bit more about the system. We've tried to tailor the system specifically to him. We add things, we take things out. He's really got a lot of good give and take between the two of us in terms of things he feels comfortable with and maybe things we can do a better job of. He's the consummate pro in terms of he's never satisfied, and none of us really are. Never satisfied with what you did the previous year. You wish you could bottle it up and just throw it out there the next week and it's all just the same. But in reality, it's not, and he knows this. We have almost 15 new guys on offense. It's not just the talent and all those things. It's how can we develop relationships with the people that we're working with. And that's important because you're going to hit some tough times here and there. He's such a good leader in that regard. He's such a consummate pro in terms of things each year that he tries to work on. The Bills matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers appears to be one of the better week one matchups of the 2021 season, but at least one NFL analyst feels confident that the Bills will emerge victorious. NFL Network's David Carr was recently asked to pick one team that he was 100% sure will get a win in week one. Despite Buffalo hosting a 2020 playoff team, Carr felt confident that the Bills and quarterback Josh Allen would have their fair share of fun against Pittsburgh. The Steelers are going to roll into Buffalo and get rolled out, Carr said. The Buffalo Bills are going to be jumping. We just called this kid Josh Allen basically the MVP in this show today. He's going to have a lot of fun against Pittsburgh. Sean McDermott has been able to defeat former William & Mary teammate Mike Tomlin in the team's two matchups since becoming Bills head coach. In 2019, Buffalo defeated the Steelers 17-10 on Sunday Night Football with Doug Hodges at the helm. Last year, the two teams had a rematch on Sunday Night Football, but this time it was held in Orchard Park. The final result was a 26-15 victory for the Bills and Ben Roethlisberger's first loss to Buffalo. All right, everybody, that'll do it for this week's Shout Quick Takes. Make sure you keep it locked into Syracuse.com, NewYorkUpstate.com, and don't miss all three minicamp shows live next week from minicamp in Orchard Park. All right, everybody, have a great weekend.